This is Soccer News IV. Soccer News IV. It's in your veins. Brought to you by SoccerOM.com. From Bumblebee to high school to college to the pros, before the best coaches go to practice, they go to SoccerOM.com. Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Stephen Parr. Let's start with our top story. Red Bull New York has a new teammate. Venezuelan national team captain Jorge Rojas signed with the MLS team and may be ready for his debut in MLS this weekend. Rojas is the second most capped player in Venezuela's history. Rojas will serve as an attacking midfielder, and New York hopes he can add a spark to the team's offense. This weekend, Ben Olsen subbed in for the final 15 minutes of DC United's match against LA. That may not sound like a big deal, except earlier this season, it looked like Olsen may never play again. A series of ankle injuries threatened to end his professional career. Olsen has been with United for 10 years. Hopefully, he'll be able to continue getting better and extend his time with the club. Another player who will now extend his time with an MLS team is U.S. striker Josh Wolf. Wolf re-signed with the Kansas City Wizards this week after a year and a half in Germany. In that time, Wolf played in 34 games but only scored 2 goals. His return to Kansas City includes a 4-year contract. The Open Cup quarterfinals are now set. 3 MLS teams were upset during the Open Cup's third round. One of the teams advancing is from the USL's second division. I'll have more on the results when we look at the games, but right now, this year's quarterfinals look a lot like last year's quarterfinals. Speaking of the games, in MLS action, FC Dallas and the Houston Dynamo met for the third and last time this season. The first 2 matches ended in a tie. In this game, Houston got the lead when Brian Ching headed in a cross in the 21st minute, but Dallas was able to come back and tie it up in the second half with a similar header from Kenny Cooper. The series for the season ended with 3 ties, but Dallas claims bragging rights and the trophy cannon El Capitan by having scored more away goals this year. On Saturday, Columbus hosted the Colorado Rapids. The first half ended scoreless, and it took a penalty kick to open the score sheet in the second. Guillermo Barros Schelato scored from the spot in the 53rd minute. Colorado was able to tie it back up just 7 minutes later when Connor Casey found Nick Labrosa for the equalizer. Then in the 70th minute, Columbus's Emmanuel Ekpo dashed through the Rapids defense and slotted home the game winner. The Crew wins 2-1. New England hosted Toronto and put their first place record to the test. In the 12th minute, Steve Ralston gathered a rebound from the post and slotted home the game's first goal. He did almost the same thing again in the second half when a shot off the bar landed at his feet. New England led 2-0. Shawry Joseph scored an own goal in the 78th, but Toronto couldn't score a goal of their own. 2-1 was the final. Kansas City and Salt Lake were tied 0-0 in Kansas City late in the second half. That's when Salt Lake's Kenny Cutler committed an unwise foul just outside his own box. Davy Arnault sent the free kick into the box towards Jimmy Conrad, but Real defender Tony Beltran got there first. Unfortunately, he headed the ball into his own net in the 89th minute. Kansas City ends their winless streak 1-0. Real has still never had a winning record in MLS. It was a similar situation in Chicago between the Fire and the Earthquakes. The teams were tied 0-0 late in the game when San Jose gave up a dangerous foul just outside the box. But this time, Chicago wasn't quite as effective, and the free kick was blasted into the stands. It was not a pretty game with just 5 shots on goal and 7 yellow cards handed out. This one ends 0-0. Red Bull New York traveled to the Home Depot Center to play Chivas USA, and the Bulls' Dave Vandenberg got the scoring started in the 26th minute off a free kick. Chivas was able to tie it up when Ante Razov stole the ball and slotted it past John Conway for the equalizer. On Sunday, ABC showed what was touted as an offensive match between LA and DC, but only one team brought their offense. DC United's Jaime Moreno scored a penalty kick in the 5th minute. Edson Buttle was able to tie it up thanks to an assist from Landon Donovan in the 26th, but it was all DC after that. Luciano Emilio scored in the 37th minute. In the second half, Marcelo Gallardo scored in the 60th, and Emilio got his 2nd goal of the game and 10th goal of the season in the 68th. DC wins at home 4-1. On Tuesday, it was the 3rd round of the U.S. Open Cup. This is the round when MLS teams get involved. New England routed the Richmond Kickers 3-0 with second-half goals from Sam Brill, Joe Geremasi, and Taylor Twellman. DC United's Mark Burt scored 2 goals in the second half to give the All Blacks a win over the Rochester Rhinos. But not every MLS team was as efficient. Red Bull New York, for example, could not score at all against USL second division team Crystal Palace Baltimore. Baltimore's Andrew Marshall and Gary Brooks scored for a 2-0 upset victory. Kansas City had to go to overtime to beat the Carolina Railhawks. The match was tied 2-2 at the end of regulation. Carolina actually had a 2-goal lead in the 58th minute, but the Wizards picked up the pace late in the game. Ivan Trujillo scored in the 68th minute. Claudio Lopez put in the tying goal from a penalty kick in the 82nd. In extra time, Trujillo scored his 2nd goal, and the Wizards' Ryan Poore scored another penalty kick goal to seal the deal. Kansas City wins and advances 4-2. Houston also had to come from behind to send a game into extra time. The Charleston Battery had a 1-0 lead until Houston's Steven Wondolowski scored in the 89th minute. Extra time was fruitless, and this match went to penalties. Houston's Jeff Cameron missed high, and Franco Caraccio's shot was saved. Charleston advances on PKs. It's the 2nd year in a row that the Battery beat the Dynamo in the Open Cup. Chicago found their scoring touch early against the Cleveland City Stars. The Fire led 3-0 at halftime with goals from Mike Banner, Kalen Carr, and Chad Barrett. Banner scored his 2nd goal of the game in the second half, and Chicago advances 4-1. FC Dallas let in an early goal against Miami FC. The Blues' Alec Alfonso scored just 7 minutes in, but the Hoops' Abe Thompson was an injury-time hero. He scored in injury time during the first and second halves. Dallas wins 2-1. Chivas USA may not be happy that the Seattle Sounders are coming to MLS. So far, Seattle has the GOAT's number. For the 2nd year in a row, Seattle knocks Chivas out of the Open Cup with a 2-0 win. Taylor Graham and Sebastian Letou both scored for Seattle. Let's get to the standings.
Let's not keep you in suspense any longer.
In the East, New England still holds the top spot with 9 wins and 30 points, but they still have played more games than the rest of the East as well. Columbus is in 2nd with 26 points. DC has climbed to 3rd with 22. Toronto has 21 points. Chicago and New York both have 20. And Kansas City still sits at the bottom of the table with 16 points. Over in the West, LA holds on to first despite their loss to DC United. Real and Houston are just 2 points back at 19. Chivas has 18 points, Dallas has 17, and Colorado has 16. San Jose is a bit further back with just 12 points in 14 games. Let's look at the schedule. On Thursday, Houston travels to Salt Lake City in what could be a battle for first in the West. The game is on ESPN2 at 10 Eastern. Friday, July 4th has a lot of games, starting with Dallas hosting Kansas City. The game is on HDNet at 7 Eastern. Colorado hosts Red Bull New York at 9:30 Eastern on Direct Kick. And first place in the West, LA, hosts first place in the East, New England. That match is also on Direct Kick at 10:30. On Saturday, Chicago and Columbus will battle at Cruz Stadium. The game is on Fox Soccer Channel at 8 o'clock. It's actually a doubleheader for Fox Soccer Channel with San Jose and Chivas USA in the second game. Kickoff for that one is 10:30 Eastern. New England hosts Crystal Palace Baltimore at 7 Eastern. Chicago plays at DC United at 7:30. The Charleston Battery play FC Dallas in a rematch of last year's Cup at 8:30. And Kansas City travels to Quest Field to play the Seattle Sounders at 10 Eastern. That's all for us this week. I need to say thanks to SoccerRom.com for all of their support. For Soccer News IV, I'm Stephen Parr. Soccer News IV, it's in your veins.